Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon says construction on the last phase of the rehabilitation project was scheduled for this winter, but there was some concern about a planned shelter and whether it was too big. Corporon says the shelter is an important part of the Uplands Improvement Plan.
The other three berths all have a place where people can get out of the rain when they're waiting for the ship to come in, waiting to pick up their tour groups, waiting to, you know, get their bearings when they get off the ship. And the input we got, starting with the first public meeting back in November of 2013, was that we should have something down at the base of Berth 1.
Corporon says the city and its contractors worked with Historic Ketchikan when designing the shelter. The proposed structure was made of wood, open on one side, with glass on the water-facing wall so people could see through it, but it would still offer protection from a typical Southeast Alaska rainstorm. The design also shows a peaked roof to match the surrounding roof lines. They presented those plans to the Ketchikan City Council last June.
So we were getting ready to go to bid, you know, probably within a month after that. But then there was some concern that, well, maybe it was too big. Maybe it was going to block too much of the view shed. And it was, we really didn't have time to go back and dig into it and still meet this winter's construction schedule. So the city council directed us to go ahead and put it on hold for a year.
The main concern with the proposed shelter was its height. Historic Ketchikan wants a steeper roof pitch because that fits with other historic buildings, but Corporon says that added to the overall height. To address that, architect Stephen Peters and contractors PND Engineers came up with four alternatives. They also created a computer rendering of each option.
With these new photos, with the renderings photoshopped in, it really does, I think, let people really see what would it look like, what's my view going to be down on the dock if this structure goes in.
The four renderings show the original proposal, a second one that's a little shorter but still has a steep roof pitch, a third one that is the original building height but with a lower roof, and a fourth one that is a shorter building with a lower roof pitch as well. Corporon says that personally, he's torn between options 2 and 4.
I do think buildings look more attractive when they have a little bit higher roof pitch. However, I do see from these photos how lowering the roof pitch does help the view shed a little bit.
Corporon noted some of the other plans for Phase 4.
There's a little park area outside where Fish Pirates was. Historic Ketchikan, I believe, is designating that Heckman Park. And so we're going to be putting some benches and planters in there, some bus stop canopies for a couple of bus stops at Berth 2 and Berth 1. Some cedar screen fence around the electrical transformers adjacent to the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau building, which eventually will be covered with historical photos we'll be working on with Historic Ketchikan on.
Another idea Corporon says they're working on is 3 20-foot-long log benches for Berth 1. The benches would serve a dual purpose of providing seating and blocking vehicles from pedestrian areas. If the city is able to make a final decision in the next couple of months, construction on the fourth and final phase of the dock rehabilitation project will start next winter. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.